Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Today we have some wonderful readings of Jesus Christ has risen, and the people can't, they're just overwhelmed with what they're experiencing. And so we take a look today at the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 16, verses 11 to 15. We set sail from Troas, making a straight run for Samothrace, and on the next day to Neapolis, and from there to Philippi, a leading center in that district of Macedonia and a Roman colony. We spent some time in that city. On the Sabbath, we went outside the city gate along the river, where we thought that there would be a place of prayer. We sat and spoke with the women who had gathered there. One of them, a woman named Lydia, a dealer in purple cloth from the city of Thyatira, a worshiper of God, listened, and the Lord opened her heart to pay attention to what Paul was saying. After she and her household had been baptized, she offered us an invitation. If you consider me a believer in the Lord, come and stay at my home. And she prevailed on us. Brothers and sisters, do you see the generosity, the openness of people? How open are we? How many times does God speak to us through other people and we don't even know it? We don't pay any attention. Or we say, I don't want to hear that. My goodness, brothers and sisters, God, there are so many ways that God comes to us through so many people. Just say, oh my goodness, I never thought that, or I never thought this. And that's how it comes sometimes in our thoughts. But listen carefully. And now we take a look at Psalm 149. The Lord takes delight in his people. He certainly does when we draw near to him. Even if we've been the worst sinner in the world, and I don't know who that might be and never probably will, but even if you're the worst sinner and you come to the Lord and say, Lord, please forgive me. Will you come and help me? Even to say that to the Lord will enable God come to you. He could come and make a fight with you, but God never does that. He brings you the truth. Listen to him. Take time every day just to listen to him. Days will go by, you won't hear anything. And then suddenly, somewhere, you have a thought in your mind and you thought, my gosh, I never thought about that before. Stop and pay attention to it. Please. The Lord takes delight in his people, says Psalm 149. Sing to the Lord a new song of praise in the assembly of the faithful. Let Israel be glad in their Maker. Let the children of Zion rejoice in their King. Let them praise his name in the festive dance. Let them sing praise to him with timbrel and harp. For the Lord loves his people, and he adorns the lowly with victory. Let the faithful exult in glory. Let them sing for joy upon their couches, even when you're resting. Do you ever sing to the Lord? I have. Let the high praises of God be in our throats. This is the glory of all his faithful. Alleluia. If the Lord takes delight in us, can we not take delight in him? Can we not reciprocate and say, thank you, Lord, for what you show me? Help me to draw nearer to you. Help me to listen to you more closely. Remember, 15 minutes a day, that's not a long time. You say, oh, you can't believe. This is preparation for heaven, and you don't want to be the last words when you're dying saying, oh, if I just had 15 more minutes, don't do that. Take 15 minutes. If you can take a half hour, do that, but 15 minutes and just read the readings for the day in the Mass and say, how is God speaking to me? Do that for a while, and I can almost guarantee you, you'll want more time to listen, because God, if you read it carefully, is speaking to us through his words here. And now we turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 15, verses 26 to 16, verse 4. Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Advocate comes, whom I will send you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, he will testify to me, and you also testify, because you have been with me from the beginning. I have told you this so that you may not fall away. They will expel you from the synagogues. In fact, the hour is coming when everyone who kills you will think he is offering worship to God. They will do this because they have not known either the Father or me. I have told you this so that when their hour comes, you may remember that I told you." This life is not without its difficulties. God is with us. He's with us in the difficulties. He's with us when people have lied to us. If people who've gotten very angry with us and who say they never want to talk to us again, all kinds of things. But God is with you. And if you are in error in some way, please just say, "I'm very sorry," right away. As soon as you know that, just say, "I'm very sorry." We don't want to carry grudges, and we don't want to be around people who carry grudges. And we have to pray not only for ourselves, but for others, because God wants you to have a heart that's open to him. When you're carrying a grudge, that's usually the only thing you think about. But please, open your heart to Jesus. He will lead you. I promise you that. Now I want to take a look for a few minutes that we have here of Francis Xavier Nguyen Van Thuan. He was imprisoned by the Vietnamese government for 13 years, and that he died in 2002. So this is a contemporary person among us, during which time he secretly sent prayers and spiritual writings to his flock. If Van Thuan, who was Vietnamese, who could do that for his people, think of how much more God does for his people all the time. Brothers and sisters, I want to read you a little portion of something that Van Thuan wrote. He said, "The Holy Spirit took total possession of you, Virgin Mary. The Spirit dwells in you, lives in you, and in you realizes the greatest work of human history. The Word was made flesh. The Holy Spirit acts freely in you. You belong to the Spirit, Mary, for me, but you are a model of obedience and docility, of faith and of abandonment to the Holy Spirit. Teach me to listen to the Holy Spirit. It is the Spirit of the Father who speaks in you. Teach me to entrust myself to the Holy Spirit. The Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Teach me to allow the Holy Spirit the freedom to act within me. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the children of God. The Holy Spirit is the soul of the church, the strength of martyrs, the confidence of pastors, and the single-heartedness of consecrated persons. The human mind cannot understand all of this. Meditation on the Word of God introduces us into this mystery. Only God can reveal to us what God's Spirit is and how powerful and sweet is the Spirit's action in our souls. Come, O Holy Spirit. Veni Creator Spiritus. Come, Holy Spirit, into our lives. If we've never asked the Holy Spirit to be in our lives, now is the time. Holy Spirit, please live in my heart, my mind, and my spirit, and lead me to the way to the Father and the Son. Please, brothers and sisters, we need the Holy Spirit. And I don't mean going around saying, oh, the Spirit told me this, the Spirit told me that. He might, in a sense, speak to you by somebody who comes up to you or something you read in a book. But the Holy Spirit, you know, you can read something and say, oh, I never thought of that before, and it's a good book. Then go back and say, Lord, are you speaking to me in this? Because God is often right here. Well, he's always right here. But sometimes he's more strongly here, right here in our hearts. And sometimes, because of our circumstances, sometimes he says a word to us or points us in a direction that will help us. God doesn't go around talking to you a lot, believe me. That's not it. But when you're desperately in need, ask the Lord to show you through the scriptures. Ask the Lord to answer and pray a rosary for it. You can do all of that. But the most important thing, after you've done those things, most important is to just be attentive. Might be a few weeks, but you will hear from him. Stay close to him, because he really, really does love you. I wanted to ask you, do you pray to the Holy Trinity? The Holy Spirit prays for us and in us. The Holy Spirit reminds us of the teachings of Jesus. Now, for you to be able to really hear the Holy Spirit, you need to read his word every day, or read good books, not or, both. Both read the scriptures and read good books so that you will come to understand how the Lord works in us. Brothers and sisters, it's not magic, but God wants to speak to all of us, I think. And we're so busy, as I've said to you before. We're so busy. We're acting full of, I've got to get this done, I've got to get that, and I've got to get this, I've got to get that. When our life is that busy, this is, you'll laugh, take a vacation. And that might mean just taking a half hour with Jesus right in your home. May God bless you.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.